You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are Lagrange points? Lagrange points are specific locations where the gravity of two large bodies out in space would allow for a smaller third body to stay in a constant location in relation to the other two bodies. So, basically, because of the strong gravity of the two large objects, a smaller object can stay put at those five Lagrange points. You might need to draw this picture or have a really good imagination, but think about this image. Picture the sun in the center of a circle with the Earth immediately to the right in the 3 o'clock position. There are a total of five specific points, the Lagrange points, that can be drawn in this scenario. The first, called L1 for Lagrange point number one, is directly between the sun and Earth, so a line can be drawn between them. L2 is immediately to the right of the Earth in Earth's 3 o'clock position. Again, a line can be drawn from the sun due right to the Earth, and then due right again to L2. L3 is immediately to the left of the sun, in the 9 o'clock position from the sun. With L3, another straight line can be drawn, with the sun in the center, L3 due left, the Earth due right. L4 would be in the 1 o'clock position from the sun, and L5 is in the 5 o'clock position from the sun. You can also picture the five Lagrange points with the Earth and Moon, as well as the Sun and Earth. The Lagrange point system is named after a European mathematician, Joseph Louis Lagrange. Born in Italy, he taught and published at French research institutions and universities. Some of his research in the 1760s and 1770s was on the mathematical formulas of these points. These points are particularly important to astronomy research. For example, the James Webb Space Telescope, when it's launched, will be placed at L1, between the Earth and Sun. Satellites in NASA observatories have been placed at L2. And minor planets and asteroids have been discovered out in space at L4 and L5. So, try this activity at home. You're going to make a model. Get a large piece of cardboard, 7 marbles, and some clay. Put some clay on each marble, and that's so they won't roll away. Then, place the marbles on the cardboard to represent the Earth, Moon, and the 5 Lagrange points. Finally, with a marker, label all 7 of those parts. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Lagrange points. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.